The near-term forecast continues to show unrelenting heat for upstate New York and interior New England. An upper-level ridge will remain anchored over the region through at least midweek. This will retain the heat we've been stuck with the past few days. Excessive heat warnings and advisories will remain in effect through today, with temperatures expected to soar again into the 90s, coupled with dew points in the 70s. It's a good time to know the symptoms of heat exhaustion and heat stroke, and please check on elderly neighbors while keeping pets inside today. Hydration will be key to maintaining health through heat waves. A weak cold front will push from west to east by this evening, which will increase the chances at a few thunderstorms. Some could be strong to severe, with wind, heavy rain being the primary threats. The upper level pattern will hold until late week when a strong cold front pushes through. Thunderstorms will be possible by Thursday, especially to our north and west, but Friday is looking like the next best chance for an organized round of storms. Taking a look at potentially significant weather around the country. Unfortunately, we are the weather story across the U.S. today with our oppressive heat. However, the desert southwest continues to run hot and dry. Multiple wildfires continue to burn in the state of Colorado and New Mexico. Red flag warnings are also in effect for portions of western Utah for dry, windy, and hot conditions this afternoon. There's also a slight risk for severe weather. Strong heating is forecast over the central part of the country, with a residual frontal zone arcing from northwest from the Ozark Plateau into central Nebraska. There's also a dry line extending south near the Kansas-Colorado border. Model guidance suggests the cap will weaken considerably by mid-afternoon as convective inhibition locally erodes. Isolated thunderstorms are possible and seemingly going to focus within a corridor from west-central Nebraska into northwest Kansas. Gradual upscale development of storms into a cluster or two will transition into an initial hail wind risk to primarily wind threat by mid-evening with any of the remaining storms. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, sunny skies with highs in the mid-90s. Expect a light southerly wind during the afternoon. In Boston, continued sunshine with high temperatures in the upper 80s, a light southeast wind around 5 to 10 this afternoon. And in Buffalo, expect highs in the mid-80s with a southwest wind around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Taking a look at the climate report in Albany today, the average high is 82 and the average low is 60. The record high is 98 degrees set back in 1966 and 1901. We will challenge that record today. The record low is 40 set back in 1978. Sunrise today, 5:21 a.m. Sunset, 8:37 p.m. A total of 15 hours and 16 minutes of daylight. No gain or loss from yesterday. Your 24-hour temperature extremes for the contiguous United States ran from 28 degrees at Walden, Colorado for the low temperature to 118 degrees at Death Valley, California for the high temperature. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. An excessive heat advisory remains in effect. Expect sunny skies and oppressively hot temperatures once again. Those highs will be soaring into the mid to upper 90s with just a light westerly wind. We can't rule out a few storms after sunset. Some may be strong. Overnight, clearing skies with lows falling into the upper 60s to low 70s, just a light southwest wind. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies with temperatures in the upper 80s to lower 90s. We can't rule out a pop-up storm or two, but I think best chances will be to our south. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, excessive heat warnings and advisories remain in effect. Expect more sunshine with oppressively hot temperatures that will soar into the mid to upper 90s. Just a light southerly wind today. Overnight, mostly clear skies with lows only falling into the low 70s and a light southwest wind. By Tuesday, partly cloudy skies with high temperatures back in the low to mid 90s. We can't rule out an isolated thunderstorm or two. For the Northern Catskills in Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the Southern Adirondacks, excessive heat warnings and advisories remain in effect today. Expect more sunshine with highs back in the low to mid 90s under a light southerly wind. A couple storms may try and develop after sunset. Overnight, mostly clear skies with low temperatures falling into the low 70s. By Tuesday, more sunshine to start the day. Temperatures will be in the upper 80s to low 90s. We also can't rule out a pop-up storm or two, but storm chances not looking good. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, excessive heat warnings remain in effect today. Expect more sunshine with highs back in the low to mid-90s under a light southerly breeze. A couple storms may try and develop after sunset, but again, best chances are going to be north and west. Overnight, mostly clear skies with lows falling into the low 70s. Tuesday, continued sunshine to start the day. Temperatures will be in the upper 80s to low 90s. We also can't rule out a pop-up thunderstorm or two. Chances will not be great. For the Greater Capital District, as well as for the Saratoga area, east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Excessive heat warnings and advisories continue. Temperatures will once again soar into the mid to upper 90s. This could be record-breaking heat. Just a light southerly breeze this afternoon. Overnight lows are only falling into the low to mid 70s. By Tuesday, more sunshine to start the day, but a rumble of thunder or two will be possible by afternoon. High temperatures remain toasty in the low to mid 90s. Your regional forecast for tomorrow, highs remain hot in the low to mid 90s with an outside chance at a thunderstorm or two. Your July 4th forecast shows temperatures back in the low to mid 90s. A pop-up thunderstorm or two is possible, but not likely. By Thursday, more sunshine for the first half of the day, but a few clouds move in for the second half of the day. Thunderstorms will be possible, especially points to the west. Highs will be in the low to mid 90s. And by Friday, expect changes with an organized round of thunderstorms. Some could very well be strong. Highs will fall into the low 80s. By Saturday, much more pleasant weather with sunshine and temperatures in the upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jordan Sherman.